Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the Coast Guard's opened another temporary channel to help cleanup and recovery efforts in Baltimore.
After only a week after the collapse, we have pathways and channels so commercial traffic can now move through.
It's also helping port traffic. He says it'll be a long process, especially as bad weather delays cleanup on the Key Bridge. Israel's apologizing for launching a deadly airstrike that killed aid workers in Gaza. Government spokesman Daniel Hagari.
I just spoke to WCK founder Chef Jose Anders and expressed the deepest condolences of Israel Defense Forces to the families and the entire World Central Kitchen family.
One of those workers was American. And President Biden talked to China's president for nearly 2 hours today by phone. The White House says they discussed everything from AI and TikTok to the opioid crisis. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot today. One question asks about banning private donations for election operations. The other seeks to define who can work on elections. The polls are open until 8 tonight. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront, election integrity is a priority.
We have a great new partnership now with the Republican National Committee, great leadership there, that will be focusing on election integrity. It's an incredibly important issue.
President Biden campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You've got until 8 tonight to perform your civic duty. Polling locations, sample ballots, and more voting information is online at myvote.wi.gov. You will need to bring an ID. There are dozens of races across the area, with the big ones in Milwaukee involving the mayoral race and the $250 million MPS referendum. In Waukesha County, there are three contested county board races and wide interest in the Waukesha School Board contest. Starting at 8 tonight, we will have election results on this civic media station. Results will also go up at waukradio.com. The Brown Deer Pick and Save is back open after a hazmat situation last week. There was a mercury spill, with store employees discovering the substance during a routine cleaning. The source of the spill remains unknown. Pick and Save closed the store Friday, and police say they are investigating. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brewer baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' home opener this afternoon against the Minnesota Twins. 31-year-old right-hander Jacob Junis gets his first start for the crew after being signed in February. Junis pitched for the Giants and the Royals before that. Former pitcher, now analyst Tim Dillard, on what he thought of the Brewers' sweep of the Mets in New York over the weekend.
I like how well-rounded the team was. I love good baseball. I love watching what I think is correct baseball and how you play it. And we saw everything from sack fly to home runs to walks, stolen bases, hitting behind the runners. That right there, taking the extra base at third and just straight up challenged, that kind of stuff. I love the way they played this series. It was the most well-rounded baseball I think I've seen in a long time. And if this is what the Brewers season is going to look like in 2024, it's going to be a fun watch.
NBA, the Bucks play the Wizards tonight in D.C. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
damp and dreary with a feisty wind today and around an inch of rain possible. Before it flips to all snow tonight, we can expect to wake up to around an inch tomorrow morning. However, snow continues throughout the afternoon and winds are going to be pushing power outages, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Election Day Tuesday. It's Opening Day Tuesday. It's Donald Trump in Green Bay Tuesday. Welcome to the party, pal.
Happy Tuesday, Crudy. Aaron stepping in today, Rich, out of the Brewer game. Nice life, Rich. Brewer's up right now, my understanding, and thank you for joining the Devil's Advocates. The political party starts right now.
2-0. It's over. Just Devil's Advocates from here on out. We'll update you if the score changes. But anyways, I appreciate the hearty souls tuning in for the politics on this fine Tuesday. Right, it's election day. It's election day.
You vote today, Crudy?
You know I did.
Oh, well done, sir.
I even posted a little video of me leaving the polling station because the rain wasn't enough to trigger me to get up and go vote. I had to wait for the really hail-like sleet to start coming down. So it was a little painful, you know, to go, You know, it hurt a little when I left the car and I went into the polling station in Middleton, number 436 at the St. Bernard's Catholic Church on
University
Avenue, 1:30 p.m.
All right.
Didn't get up super early. Just thought I'd better knock it out before the show because, you know, sort of our custom to chastise the other if they've not voted yet. So I went through the sleet to vote and I came out and we had a full-on snowstorm by the time I left the polling station. And now we got a couple of inches of slushy crap on the roads. It's going to be a hell of a drive on the way home. Can't wait for this to get to Milwaukee just in time for the Brewer game to break.
Oh, come on. You know, it's usually warm. It's cooler by the lake, Crudy. You know, it's going to hold off for a while, I think, in Milwaukee. Still raining right now. So folks, if you're out there listening area, be careful out there. The northern parts of Wisconsin getting hammered as well, to my understanding. But Crudy, I did have to dig up the rain jacket go down.
Yeah. Before you tell me about your voting, since we're doing the news, sports, and weather here from the top down, Green Bay, where Donald Trump's supposed to be, you know, pulling into Austin's trouble right about now. They're expecting
hail falling as fire upon the ground. Oh no.
10 plus inches of snow expected in Green Bay. Oh, they're getting hammered. We had Jim Schmidt, our friend, the former mayor, drove down there and he said, it doesn't bother the MAGA base. They're standing there in the ice storm, the snowstorm, the crap storm. Can't wait. Hundreds of them, thousands of them. According to Jim Schmidt, they're going to pack that room at the Hyatt. They're going to have quite the turnout. And I also took note of the fact Civic Media sent our Entertainment Tonight professional, Pete Schwabba, you know, to do the fine coverage.
Oh, Pete's up covering. Excellent.
Well, some might send a journalist when the former president comes to the state on election day. I actually agree with the wisdom of sending the entertainment journalist, Pete Schwabba.
I mean, Donald Trump is known for being a reality TV star, right?
He is.
I mean, so may as well treat him as he is.
Respect the apprentice, the celebrity apprentice that he is. Yeah. So anyways, Dan, we got lots of stuff going on here in the state, and you want to tell me about putting on your rain slicker.
I did. Now,
did you do like Joni? Did you do like Joni Ernst? Did you put your feet in the plastic?
Oh no,
sandwich bags, the wonder bread bags under
your galoshes,
Dan.
No, I just kept my tennis shoes on. I got a little wet, but you know I'm not going to melt. But I did have to go through the voter registration process. And, you know, so I jumped online this morning. I'm like, okay, what do I need? What do I got to do this? Because my driver's license has my former address on it. And I'm going down the list. I'm thinking, well, I haven't, you know, changed my bank account yet. That still says my old address. And my wife, her name's on the utility bill, so I can't use that. I was just literally going, oh my God, the banks, nothing's been changed. I finally found one thing, and that was the mortgage statement on the new place actually has my name on it. So I took that with my driver's license. It was easy peasy.
Didn't pay cash for the new place, Dom.
No. Doing my part. But it was easy. It was I was only the third person to register, same day register there. And I think I was like number 87, 88, something like that.
And what time of day was this?
9 o'clock this morning.
9 o'clock. Yeah, Relatively early, but they already got to get to work and do something. They were already done. So 87, yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Do you think
I'm anxious to see how this turn what the turnout's going to be again?
It's going to be day, bad.
I was talking to the folks at I'm in Bayview now. I was talking to the folks down there, and although the same day registration was not very busy, they thought the crowd voting was actually pretty consistent up to that point.
All based on 87 of you. Here's what I would point out, Dom. A Team Blue, they already banked these votes, right? I mean, I think the Democratic team has already figured out early voting because you could get a snowstorm on election day, right? It might be inconvenient to go out in the sleet and the hail and the snowstorm.
My wife, I would have totally done that, but I there's a time limit, man. You can only register to vote by mail within a certain frame, and I missed it badly.
And you also had to update your registration. Now, I could have early voted. You know, it is my custom since the Mary Burke the election day that year. I was so disappointed not to have the ability to go cast a ballot that day on election day. I'm just an election day voter, Dom. That's what I am. I will always be that forevermore. So I went and voted today, and I did vote no on both referendums. Talked about that a little bit in the 3 o'clock hour, Dom, but here's something. You know, I didn't see any fault in potentially crossing over in voting in the Republican presidential primary. And I was thinking about this for just a minute. Even though the primary effectively over, we've seen some pretty good turnout for, let's say, Nikki Haley. You know, because I'd never vote for Ron DeSantis. He'd remind me of Scott Walker too much. Wanker. So it would never be for DeSantis. But I considered voting uninstructed on the Republican side. Again, that'd be a vote against Trump. I considered voting for Nikki Haley just for a minute. Because I had filled out the entirety of my ballot. I was about to go. I'm like, oh, I forgot the presidential. And I had left my options open.
I mean, why would you start on the back and work your way forward? I mean, how do you forget? I mean, it's right at the top, man.
Well, but I did. I started on the contested ballots, and I went down the contested races, and there weren't a lot of them. I mean, even the judicial races in Dane County, everybody's unopposed. I voted in one school board race. And I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know either of the candidates. And then I regretted voting for either of them because for all I know, I just voted for the bad one. I voted B, whichever B was. I voted for the second choice because I figured, you know, whoever gets their name first on the ballot's got that structural advantage. So, you know, I'd vote for the other choice. But I have no idea if that was a good or a bad choice. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know who was running for school board. I hadn't really educated myself on that level. I knew I was no on the referendums. That was on the back of the ballot. So I checked off no, no on those. And then, you know, I thought I was done. And oh yeah, presidential.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So after careful and deliberate thought of nearly 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Really putting some time into that.
Yeah, deep thought.
Quite some dedication.
Deep thoughts with Jack Crudy. after nearly 30 seconds of contemplation, I just said, I'm not voting against Trump. I'm voting for Joe Biden.
There you go.
And it was easy. And I said, why did I have any qualms? You know, if I'm trying to show, if I'm trying to demonstrate that I don't support Trump, then go vote for Joe Biden. I'm not going to vote for Nikki Haley. Certainly not Ron DeSantis, Waker wannabe, or any other red team
not
player.
Again? Not again?
Never again.
Learn that lesson. That's okay. We all, you know, we evolve throughout our life. That's totally acceptable.
Never again. I told the embarrassing story of the time I voted for Rick Santorum, made me feel very, very dirty, tried to extend his primary campaign against Mitt Romney. And I swear, I think Tammy Baldwin might have been on the same ballot that day. And maybe I got it wrong, because you wouldn't think on a presidential primary ballot that, but I might have cross-pollinated, voted on both sides and invalidated my Rick Santorum vote. That is my only hope for eternal redemption.
Redemption, right?
That I didn't vote for Santorum, because I got to think God would hold it against me. So I think we Mystery Science Theater the Trump speech in the 5 o'clock hour. I mean, if you're going to have to eat that much broccoli, dude, we got to put lots of cheese on it. And that's us. We're the cheese. Right.
We are the cheese to your broccoli.
We will be the cheese on the Trump broccoli in the 5 o'clock hour. But Dom, I don't know if you know, the guy I voted for today is coming to my hometown on Monday. This is new news. Joe Biden coming to Madison, Wisconsin next Monday.
Damn.
You know, Dom,
been here a lot.
You know what's happening that day? That's the eclipse day. Joe Biden's going to be in Madison, Wisconsin for the solar eclipse. We're not going to see a complete solar eclipse. But you know what I was thinking about doing? Getting the boat out. Getting the travel gear. And going out on the boat and broadcasting from the boat. Because I believe that eclipse is going to happen while we're on the air. So we could, you know, have outside recess. We could do an outside.
Play outside. Oh, man. That's a terrible idea. How are you going to get any signal on that boat, man?
You know, with a bat signal. I don't know, man. You know, it works when we go to a bar. Why would it work from the lake?
I mean, okay. We'll see what happens.
Well, Joe Biden's, I would invite. And then, of course,
also, everyone's going to be taking pictures, right? Everyone's going to be on their phone, Scrutiny. That might not be a great idea.
Well, if I'm at the Biden event, no, I wouldn't cover Biden from the boat unless he wants to come on. You know, I've seen Biden actually did some local press when he was in Milwaukee. What about the greatest radio show ever, Joe?
Well, come on,
I voted
Joe.
For you. Wait. Here's the tell. Who'd you vote for?
In the presidential?
Yeah.
In the primary today, I voted for President Joe Biden.
Well, there you go. Two votes for Joe. That should merit a stop by next Monday when Joe Biden's in town. Come on by, Joe.
We'll buy you some ice cream. It's fine.
We'll hold you if the eclipse scares you a little bit. I've heard don't take your dogs with you. If you're going to watch the eclipse, dogs could get freaked out. More devils. Don't get freaked out, Dom. It's a natural solar eclipse.
Sacrifice the virgins if you can find one. 844-967-27.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
I like where the spike with pain and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join the political party on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I don't know if you saw the breaking news. I found this at the Foxy Digital. Apparently, there's a movement afoot to rename the airport in Washington, D.C., one of the two, because one of them's Reagan and the other one is Dulles. And they would like, these Republicans would like to rename Dulles for Donald J. Trump, rename the airport. Here is the statement from Rep. Guy Reschenthaler, Republican from Pennsylvania, the House GOP's chief deputy whip, who introduced the bill Friday along with six co-sponsors. Here's what he said at that time. In my lifetime, our nation has never had a greater than under the has never been greater than under the leadership of Donald J. Trump. Never greater, Dom. It's millions of domestic and international travelers fly through the airport. There's no better symbol of freedom, prosperity, and strength than hearing welcome to Trump International Airport as they land on American soil.
I mean, is there any grosser, more gross example of gaslighting ever than this idea?
I think it's a great idea, Dom.
It's a, what?
Dom Reschenthaler's bill is also backed by Reps Michael Walls, Andy Ogles, Walls from Florida, Ogles from Tennessee, all Republicans, Chuck Fleshman from Tennessee, Paul Gosar, your buddy from Arizona, Barry Moore from Alabama, Troy Niels, Texas, according to the website congress.gov. That's their source here. The bill has little chance of being taken up by the Democratic-controlled Senate, but if passed, it would be the second D.C. airport named for a Republican commander-in-chief after the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. I love that Foxy News says, even though it's never going to happen, it would be the second time. Here is more. In 1998, Congress renamed the National Airport in Washington after one of our great presidents, Ronald Reagan. It is only fitting that we would do the same for another one of our greatest presidents, Donald J. Trump, especially as he stands against the onslaught of weaponized government to fight for Americans like us.
What? Come on. The guy's criming all the time. He's finally getting caught for it. And yes, it's the weaponization of government. And everyone in prison is totally innocent. No one ever did anything wrong.
Gosar, the rep from Arizona, Dom, said, I can see no more fitting recognition than naming both airports in our nation's capitals after America's two best presidents, DCA after President Reagan and Dulles after President Trump. The two best presidents in American history. Now, you know,
I wouldn't name a porta potty after Donald Trump, and it's got John in the name.
That's kind of mean. That's kind of mean, Dom. That's a mean thing to say. You, and apparently the Fairfax area rep, that's Northern Virginia, his name, Jerry Connolly. Here's what he had to say today. Donald Trump is facing 91 felony charges. If Republicans want to name something after him, I'd suggest they find a federal prison.
What else could we possibly name? What would be more, I don't know,
fitting,
appropriate, fitting? Yes, to name after the Donald.
We'd like Donald to get behind this effort.
Trump. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lots of different, I don't know, circumstances, things, you know, buildings, bridges, you know, what could we possibly come up with besides porta potties to name after Donald J. Trump?
Well, I like the porta potty idea, though. Let's not completely discount that one. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, first of all, Mrs. Wisco said, after meeting you two several times, you are definitely not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, because that's okay, but...
I could feel the tension with Mrs. Wisco. I didn't want to say anything, Paul, but she gave me that look, Paul.
Yeah, well, she probably did, because she's met you several times, and she says Dom's definitely better looking, though, Crudy.
What? So. Man, she's got astigmatisms or something. She must. She's with you, Wisco.
Oh, come on, Paul.
A sort of a I'm double ball busting that. Happening here, but please continue, Paul. I tease.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, yes, I went out and voted today before the snow started, and two no's, and because I told Don yesterday I hate Trump. I mean, basically, I hate all his policies. You know, I don't want to put so much effort into hating him, but I hate him anyway. But so I voted for Biden. I just wanted to show everybody, hey, Biden has a lot of support in the state. And I can't think of any redeeming factors on why anybody would vote for Trump, but I definitely don't hate the Trump voters.
Now, did you get a sticker?
I hate the man.
They give you a sticker at the polling place, Paul?
No, we didn't get a sticker today.
What's up with no stickers, dude? I didn't get a sticker either.
I got a sticker, and it's in Spanish. It's in English and Spanish.
Holy smokes, man. They must like people better in Milwaukee than the Madison.
Well, they're trying to encourage those illegals to vote in Milwaukee, apparently, Paul.
Too much voting going on, Paul. Hey, Paul, if you were going to name something after Donald Trump, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. He isn't worthy to have anything named after him, but I'll go with the federal prison or a state prison somewhere in Rikers in New York. Change the name to Trump. So,
there you go.
Well, they often name places after alumni. He could be there soon.
That's too funny.
Paul, appreciate your call. Try to sneak a few more in. 844-967-2789. Mary from Union Grove, welcome. What do you got for us, Mary?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I was just asking, a lot of people have been saying that they're going to be voting uncommitted with the protest to the conflict happening in Palestine and Israel. So I was just wondering what your opinion was on that.
I think it's appropriate in the primary, Mary, to make this sort of a protest vote. If it strikes you, if that's your strong conviction, I would do so. I thought about that for a moment at the polling place today. Uninstructed, I think it's called. And you could vote on the Democratic side uninstructed as, let's call it a protest, to the current Gaza policy. And there's some bad news out of Gaza today. I don't think this news is going to favor Israel or Biden in the short run. But Mary, if that is what your conscience tells you to do, absolutely do it, Mary.
But do it now. Don't do it in the general.
No, do it now. Do it today, Mary. Today is a great day for a protest vote. Nobody's listening. That's the best time to protest. You know, we saw what they did in Michigan, almost 200,000 uncommitted voters. And I'm not sure that that's going to move Joe Biden. Our friend Dr. Harvey Kay said, you know, this ain't the time. And I agree with Harvey in this case. This ain't the time. I think the alternative is authoritarianism, fascism, Donald Trump. And I don't like the Gaza policy either, but Joe Biden, for me, today, he was my choice. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. We appreciate you making us your choice today with all the alternatives you could have. Some better, some worse.
No.
Nothing better?
I'm better.
Nothing better. No, just worse. Come back with us.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northeast Wisconsin is getting socked with a big spring snowstorm. Parts of eastern Wisconsin can expect anywhere from 8 inches to up to 2 feet of snow the further north you go. Wind gusts are hitting up to 50 miles an hour. Driving gets more difficult the later it gets. People with travel plans should watch conditions closely. About 95% of many non-organic fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say labels don't always tell the whole story.
Even if the amount of pesticides are within legal limits on these produce, it doesn't mean it's safe for everyone, particularly susceptible populations like children.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Play snowball. Another Milwaukee Brewer home opener is impacted by weather, with forecasters saying it'll be rainy first, then snowy. The National Weather Service says the area could receive a couple of inches of snow today, tomorrow, and into Thursday. Most areas are expected to see 2 to 4 inches of snow, but those further inland could see up to 6 inches. There are some changes at the ballpark with a new method for parking that doesn't include cash. First pitch is at around 3. The educational back and forth ends tonight when results of the Milwaukee referendum comes out. Those in favor of the $252 million increase in spending say art and music classes will be cut if not approved. Those opposed say MPS has gotten a lot of taxpayer funding already recently, and they've not seen a plan for the future spending. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Her whole thing is about peaceful solutions. She's not aggressive, just to be aggressive. That's what Linda Carter says about the character she helped make famous, Wonder Woman. The 72-year-old Carter spoke about the possibility of Wonder Woman 3, saying she was confused as to why there needs to be an outcry from fans to get the movie made. Carter's version of Wonder Woman turns 50 next month. She played the superhero on TV from 1975 to 1979. Speaking of threes, producer Jerry Bruckheimer gave an update about the status of a potential Top Gun 3. Yahoo News reports that Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, and Glenn Powell will all return for the third installment. Bruckheimer says it's unclear when they can start production due to Tom Cruise's busy schedule, but that Cruise has signed off on a script idea and the script is coming along nicely. Cruise is currently busy filming the sequel to Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers with rain tonight, lows in the low 30s, and windy, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. More rain and snow showers tomorrow, minor slushy accumulations the further away you get from the lake, high to the upper 30s. More rain and snow still around Thursday, currently 35 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I was wondering, when's Dom going to jump in here? Apparently, it's my turn. I appreciate you waiting for me. I've seen you jump your...
It does happen occasionally, but I was just jamming on the tune, man.
A couple of fine listeners on the text line. Appreciate you listening today. I know you got listening options. We appreciate you choosing the greatest radio show ever. Except for you, Wes from Middleton, trash talking out there. Go listen to Euchre, then. That's what I'd be doing if I didn't have to work. But anyways, here's a few of the other notes. Donna from DeForest says, the word of the day is referenda. That's the plural of referendum.
Ooh. Yes, okay.
Although referendums with an S is actually also accurate. I remember looking it up, and referenda is more Latin, but both are correct. And I could not figure out when on earth you're supposed to use either one. So I think it just doesn't matter.
We've got a new texter. Thank you, Aaron. On the WMDX line, I'm glad we got some backup on the grammar and spelling. Because I'm sure I'm the one that's been saying referendums that's being corrected by Donna. I feel quite confident. Here's one on the WMDX text line. I went into my very Republican voting location in a Van Orton district a second time, immediately after voting and announced I was there to vote again. They were not amused. They did, however, accept the payment of my water bill. That's a good way to do it. I'm back. I'm back, bitches. 844-967-2789. Look who's back. It's our pal, the original Claire. Welcome back, Claire. What do you got?
Back again. Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils. Although, Dominic, I liked your idea of naming porta potties after Trump, I thought of something a little more permanent.
Okay.
Sewer systems. You know, instead of Madison Metro Sewer District, the Trump Metro Sewer District.
Oh, I get it. And I appreciate it. No, and I absolutely. But, you know, yeah, sewers are good, man. You know, here in Milwaukee, it's this sewer socialism.
Don't they call it the big dump, though, when it overflows and dumps into Lake Michigan? Could we name that the big Trump from big now Trump? On?
Because, you know, the sewers and the water, that's where we as citizens, we pool our money and we invest in infrastructure to bring the water to us and the crap and the Trump away from us, right?
So true.
Maybe parts of the process I'm down with, but Claire, I love the way you're thinking.
Maybe we could call lead pipes Trump pipes. And
there we go.
Could be the ongoing removal of the Trump pipes.
There we go.
That's not bad.
But what about an airport though, Claire? I mean, of course, all the, you know, the weaponization against Trump.
Give me a break.
If they're going to name an airport, shouldn't it be in West Palm Beach down in Florida somewhere? Why would they do it to D.C.? Other than the fact D.C. doesn't have its own governance, so the Congress sort of dictates the governance to D.C., District of Columbia and all that.
Right. Well, he's one of the great presidents, right?
That's what they're saying now. We'll see what happens.
Sister, always great to hear from you. Thank you for joining us. 844-967-2789. I love that the original Claire has created a run on Claire's. Like, I'm also a Claire, but not your turn yet. It's Cam from Nina. Cam's been the most patient. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, I don't have anything creative on what could be named after Trump. It's just that literally nothing would do justice to the man that is, right? But right. I do think that we could name that airport the Stormy Daniels Airport, and I'd be fine with that. I wanted to transition just real quick. Maybe you guys can help me out with this because I get really confused. I hear all the time that people are protesting. I see some clips and stuff of people protesting, and although they remind me of protests, like the protests that are towards Biden at any of his rallies or the Gaza Strip related activities, they remind me a lot of any of the ones that are paid by companies for protesting oil. So I'm not 100% certain that they're like true for true protests, but what do they actually expect that Biden can do? Netanyahu doesn't seem like the kind of guy that listens to us at all. And all the officials that have leaked information about, like, their interactions with Netanyahu has been that he is kind of a bastard.
Yeah. We don't like bastard people. Cam, appreciate your call. It is my strong belief that the Palestinian protesters that I have seen, and I've now seen them twice, once at a Kamala Harris event on the Wisconsin Capitol Square, and I also saw them, I believe, in Waukesha County. That might have also been Kamala, although I know that Biden's come to Milwaukee a couple of times recently. And I can tell you, every indication I had is that was organic. That wasn't astroturfed. That wasn't like the Tea Party Revolution. That was, you know, a handful of yahoos and then picked up by the Koch Brothers Network and financed to be a nationwide effort. No, I don't have that impression. That's not my impression, Cam. I think these are young, mostly progressives, and I think they care about the people of Gaza, and they want to see different policy choices. And there is this effort afoot to vote uninstructed in Wisconsin today. It just didn't strike me. I did not do so because I'm like you, Dom. I'm not sure what, and maybe Cam said it, I'm not sure what Joe Biden's role is in setting policy in Gaza. All we can do is pressure. We don't. Well, but it's that's not like us setting, I mean, our policy.
You're talking about the president of the United States and one of Israel's biggest allies. I mean, there's a lot that we could do. I mean, he could use the bully pulpit. He could not send
like Chuck
more
Schumer
arms.
Did. I mean, what's he going to do? Call for the removal of Netanyahu,
right.
A new election?
I get it. Not to the sense that it would necessarily impact future decisions by Netanyahu, but it would certainly show that, you know, Joe Biden and his administration don't think that, you know, genocide against the Palestinian people is something that should be done.
So he's going to strongly discourage genocide?
Yes, he's going to strongly discourage genocide. Absolutely. I mean, I think you discount the value of the current president, of any president, speaking up in these kinds of terms. And of course, we're big trading partners with them as well. There's a lot that could be done, I guess, specifically to answer your question.
844-967-2789. The other Claire. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, guys.
Been a while.
I've got kind of a compromise on the renaming of the airport.
All right.
They could keep some of the letters of the name, and instead of Dullass, it'd be Dumbass.
Yeah.
Trump Dumbass Airport.
Someone had recommended on the text line perhaps just renaming it Dullard. And that would be indicative of Trump.
Well, that would work, too. Good talking to you again.
Did you go vote today, Claire?
No, I did it the smart way, I guess. I have winter tires, but I didn't need them. I did early voting.
You banked your vote. And I suspect that means you're not a Republican, Claire.
Anything I can do towards that end.
Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I early voted, yeah. And just hearing Donald Trump, you know, being brought up to name stuff after is just kind of sickening, considering the guy is under how many criminal indictments and
91.
has already been adjudicated guilty on, you know, several of the charges he's faced. It is just disgusting.
On the civil side, Mark, but on the criminal side, charged, never convicted.
You know, Mark, yes. Senatorial candidate Eric Hudvey, my understanding, will be on the stage, may speak, but it's going to be in Green Bay with Trump today. I think that could be a disastrous mistake for Hudvey's campaign, trying to be something of a Paul Ryan Republican. I don't think it's going to work for him either way. I think he's going to get his ass handed to him by Tammy Baldwin. But what do you think about this? Last one I saw on stage with him. Well, we saw Tim Michaels. That didn't work. We saw Aaliyah Vukmer, Nurse Ratched. That didn't work. And, you know, we saw Ron Johnson. So I guess one out of three ain't bad.
Well, I think Hovde, it's a stretch for Hovde to be even as smart as Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan has limits. He might be a smart guy, but he's got some really pretty dumb positions and pretty Unlike on Social Security, the man who benefited from Social Security, you know, paying for his college, and his mother benefited for paying for her college so she could get her realtor's license, and the guy wants to yank the rug out from underneath the rest of us. It is
it's not yanking up the rug, Mark. He's pulling up the ladder behind. Yeah. See?
Yeah, there you go.
Totally different. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some more in. You can join us. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Real quick, Kurt, are you going to the rally?
No. Dom wouldn't go.
Oh, darn.
I would have gone, but okay. You know how Dom is. He's like an anchor.
Gosh, I would have went with you because I would have had a great question to ask of some of those real strong companies, and I'll ask you guys in a second, but how about Deadbeat International for the airport?
I like it.
Okay, here's one for you, too. Since he's left office, I read in the Times over the weekend on Sunday, $100 million in legal bills, all paid for by donors, 100% of it, at a rate of 90,000 per day, and my lovely wife did the math. That is 62.50 per minute in the last 3.5 years that his donors are subsidizing. Wouldn't you like to ask them, look in the mirror and look at yourself and go, am I really sending money to the right guy, the populist who's all about helping me? Yeah.
Well, it didn't make much sense to send it to Jesus either, but people keep doing it, Dick. 844-967-2789. We got Laux Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. And Dom, I agree with you. There is a lot that Biden can do, but he's not doing. And about a month ago or three weeks ago, didn't he come out and say that he was asking for a ceasefire that was going to happen on Sunday or Monday, and yet
that's
nothing
right.
gets done?
Yeah.
And again, yeah. And so I don't blame the people that are protesting. I don't agree with it because I think that it's a bunch of crap, but and that we should be supporting Israel in this situation. So
you're a little right of center, aren't you? Typically, I can't believe I'm hearing this affection for Joe Biden's policies.
I think Joe Biden's doing a terrible job on this policy. He said that he was going to have a ceasefire in place, yet nothing gets done. Dom, again, I agree with you 100%. There are things he can do, but he will not do anything because he's afraid of those that way left wing of protesters.
So what would he do? Give us one example, Mark. What could he do?
Well, I agree with Dom. I mean, we are a big supporter of Israel. We could go in there. We could give them more money. We could end this thing. It can't end with a ceasefire. We're going to go right back to day one, and this crap's going to happen again.
But what does it end with then, Mark? Complete annihilation of all the Palestinians? What is the end result of your plan?
I think that's what it's ultimately got to be.
Ooh, seems a little harsh to me, my man. Appreciate your call.
Mark, if you're talking about the annihilation of an entire people, that's genocide, and I would hope you would not endorse that.
Apparently, Joe's not Genocide Joe enough for him. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Trump speaking in Green Bay after 5. Will we serve you your broccoli? Maybe, but lots of cheese on top. Come back. Your phone calls could be next. Brewers, they're up 3-1 in the 6th. 844-967-2789. They're going undefeated, 162-0, just like the Devil's Advocates. Still, you're returning and never defeated champions of Lefty Talk Radio here in the afternoons.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Waukesha, brace yourselves for a taste sensation at Sal's Pizza. We deliver the mouth-watering pizza and superb sandwiches you crave. Feeling adventurous? Dive into the epic Panzerotti and experience Sal's Pizza Panache. Check out Sal's daily specials like the Italian classics, lasagna, mastacioli, and linguine with sausage, all crafted with love and tradition. Life is too short for anything less. Visit us at 823 Westmoreland Boulevard in Waukesha and watch for the grand opening of Sal's brand new spot in Sussex.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789, or you can just download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. Take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Listen to us on the different radio stations on the network. Hit the button to call, hit the button to text, find it at your favorite app store.
I was just looking at the text line, Dom. Someone said, I'm sure you've talked about it already, but could you please explain the constitutional amendments that are on today's ballot? Sure, we can do it at least one more time. Two referendums. A, please vote no on both these referendums.
All right, there's B, the Cliff Notes version.
They're in legalese, and they're talking about amending the Wisconsin Constitution to, A, ban the practice of accepting outside money. The supposed Zuckerbucks that apparently overly influence like five democratically run communities. Well, but the other 195 communities, many of which were Republican run, that also needed financial aid in running elections here in the state of Wisconsin, well, they also took the money, but that's not the way it's characterized. So these Republicans want you to fear outside money. Anyone that would give private donations to help make elections run better, more efficiently, that's a good thing, folks. We don't want to ban that. And the other thing...
Let me jump on there. Number one, that would not be needed if we as a country, as a government, as a people, properly funded our election systems. I mean, literally. I mean, the fact that we even need to or went to, you know, billionaires to help facilitate this is pretty obscene. But I also don't want to be, you know, hamstrung to the Republican, because if they decide not to fund elections, now we're just Scrooge-ed. So vote no. And number two, aren't these the same Republicans that believe money is free speech? So you cannot use your free speech to help support elections, according to the Republicans.
Referenda number two, because Donna from DeForest told me referendum is pluralized. Referenda number two is what? Classifying what are officially elections workers in the state of Wisconsin. Unless you do the job, don't vote on this one. Or just vote no. Because these Republican legislators that put this constitutional amendment forth, they're just going to limit the number of good election workers in the state of Wisconsin. And if you don't do the frickin' job, you shouldn't have an opinion on the job, because you really don't know what you're talking about in most cases. They're still re-litigating the supposed rigged election of 2020 and want to, what, decertify the outcome 4 years later? I'm not letting those people decide what's an official elections worker. So, again, the encouragement is vote no. And there's still time to vote in the state of Wisconsin. You can vote until 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m. Central Time, you can still vote. If you're a Trump supporter, go to the rally, skip it. If you're a Brewers fan, I hope you already banked your vote. And if you're a Devils Advocates fan, you've already voted. Hell, you're just coming here to find out how the other people did it. And we do have a question of the hour, at least. They want to name an airport in D.C. after Trump. I think that's a terrible idea.
Because he's the greatest one of the greatest presidents ever, according to the sycophant, you know, mega cult attending GOPers, man. They think Trump is the bee's knees.
You know, I did meet my DNA daddy on the radio a few years back, Dom, and obviously being a Republican is not, it's more of a socialized thing than a hereditary trait, because, you know, he and I are a little different in our politics. But he told me he was the owner of trailer parks in Florida for a period of time. In fact, I think just got out of the trailer park business, but this Trump supportive DNA daddy of mine, I would encourage Chuck, you should name it Trump's Trailer World. Name the trailer park after Trump. I mean, why not?
There you go.
If you're trying to upscale, just put some gold leaf up there on a sign, call it Trump's Trailer Park. And, you know, I think it upgrades the joint.
Trump's going to come looking for his cut, though. Real quick, and thank you for the text, 844-967-2789. Real quick, back to the state of Wisconsin constitutional amendments on the ballot. We suggest you both vote no on both of them. But I also say this. There are, if you are concerned about these kinds of issues, there are legislative fixes. To go and try to amend the Constitution for something that could be rectified with legislation, but, you know, the Republicans can't get their ass together to make it happen. I'm very, very hesitant to go and put something on the Constitution every time, because, of course, it's also a driving turnout mechanism for them as well.
Donna from the Forest still chastising me for my lack of grammar. No, yeah. Crudy. Referendum 2 is singular. It is one of two referenda, but thanks for trying. I am trying really hard here, Donna. I'm just not the brightest of men.
You can't deny the effort.
There was effort put forth.
844-967-2789.
PT from the leftist coast. Welcome back, PT. How you been, man?
Hey, PT.
Good. Hey, yeah. So, you know, with this referendum, what the Republicans are doing, you probably discussed this before, but I wasn't tuned in at the time, is they could not get their way through legislative means. They couldn't get it passed. They couldn't get it, you know. So what do they
do?
Well,
Evers would veto it as well.
Right, exactly. So they had a little hissy fit, and they're going to referendum to please Trump. Most of these things are on there to please Trump. And it's just, to me, vote no on these things. It's the second one especially is just really, really invasive of elections. There will be a million lawsuits that come with that, because it's so vague.
PT, anyway, let me ask you, you live out in Portland, Oregon. I just saw that your governor recriminalized drugs overnight, signed to recriminalize drugs. I know the half the reason you moved out there, PT, was the lax drug policy. What are you going to do now, fella?
I'm still going to smoke in the streets, Crudy. So what happened is they went too far. They went too far, and so then you have all these people in downtown Portland and some of the suburbs just, you know, doing the hard drugs out on the streets, and that's what the problem is. They have to reverse that policy. They went too far. So, yeah, the lefties out here learned a lesson that you can't put in those kind of policies and not expect consequences like that. But I have to tell you, mail-in ballots are a thing here. They're all over the place, the drop boxes. It's not an issue. People have been doing it for years and years and years.
PT, that's why it's all rigged. Appreciate your call, fella. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Perhaps a Trump rally in Green Bay and a little Mystery Science Theater 3000. Some trash talking, that means. More Devils.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome author Stacey Ryan and filmmaker Nathan Deming. Great show. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season.
From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season, and of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it, because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Army Corps of Engineers is using sonar to help map wreckage of the Key Bridge through muddy waters in Baltimore. Colonel